Imagine you're looking at a balancing scale with everything you do for other people on one side and everything you do for yourself on the other side. If it isn't balanced, maybe it's time to spend a little more time on you. And therapy is a great place to start. BetterHelp connects you with a licensed therapist online who can help you find that balance and stick to it. Visit betterhelp.com/positive to get 10% off your first month. That's betterhelp.com/positive.
Hey, is that the new iPhone 15 Pro?
Yeah, it's made with titanium and the Pro camera is epic. Just got it at T-Mobile.
Nice.
Yep, and I got their Go 5G Next plan, so now I have the freedom to upgrade my phone every year.
Whoa, I gotta get to T-Mobile.
Get our best deals on iPhone 15 Pro at T-Mobile.com. One-year upgrade requires Go 5G Next plan, financing new qualifying device, and upgrading in good condition after 6 months with half paid off.
You're listening to the JR Sport Brief on CBS Sports Radio. You're listening to the JR Sport Brief on CBS Sports Radio.
It's the JR Sport Brief show on CBS Sports Radio. Coming to you live from Atlanta, Georgia. Thank you to everybody tuned in and locked in all over North America. We got a lot of happy fans tonight in Denver, Colorado. The Nuggets open up their season beating the Los Angeles Lakers. We got a lot of fans who are happy in Dallas, Texas, and the Metroplex. The Rangers, we knew this from last night. They're going to the World Series, and we got a lot of happy fans in Arizona because the Diamondbacks, minutes ago, they eliminated the Philadelphia Phillies. They beat them tonight in Game 7, the final score 4-2, the Diamondbacks are now going to the World Series to take on the Texas Rangers. The Diamondbacks have not been to the World Series since that victory in 2001 when Luis Gonzalez walked off against Mariano Rivera. The Diamondbacks are going back to take on the Rangers. I'm going to be rolling with you here on CBS Sports Radio for the next 2 hours. This is a four-hour show. I'm here every single weeknight. That's Monday through Friday, starting every weeknight at 10 p.m. Eastern Time, 7 Pacific. Our super producer and host, Dave Shepard, he's holding it down in New York City for us on the boards. And thank you to everybody locked in all over North America. Hundreds of CBS Sports Radio affiliates. We got plenty of people tuned in all over the place on the free Odyssey app. You can listen on SiriusXM channel 158 if you got Sirius in your vehicle or you have Sirius on your phone. And then if you got a smart speaker, ask it to play CBS Sports Radio. We'll get into the basketball, the Nuggets beating the Lakers. We'll talk about the Golden State Warriors playing basketball tonight against the new-look Phoenix Suns, even though Bradley Beal has a back issue. He ain't playing. It's also the debut of Chris Paul as a member of the Golden State Warriors. And right now, the Warriors and Suns playing a close one. Golden State leading right now 78-76. So this one might go down to the wire. But let's go back to the other Arizona team. Because the Suns, yeah, we got a whole lot of months watching them in front of us. But the Diamondbacks, they're the ones in charge right now. Let's listen to the final call. Diamondbacks going to the World Series. This is courtesy of the Diamondbacks Radio Network.
Here's a pitch and a fly ball right field. Going over is Corbin Carroll. He's under it. He's got it. And the 2023 Arizona Diamondbacks are headed to the World Series for the second time in their 26-year history. They have upset the Philadelphia Phillies. They come back after losing the first two games here in Philadelphia. They went four of the last five, the last two here at Citizens Bank Park. And they beat the Phillies 4-3, winning tonight's game by a final score of 4-2. And the celebration is on the field for the Diamondbacks. Off to Arlington, Texas to take on the Texas Rangers in the 2023 Major League Baseball World Series.
Ketel Marte named the NLCS MVP. This man has a 16-game hitting streak to start off his postseason career. Corbin Carroll was the star of the game tonight for the Arizona Diamondbacks. He went 3 of 4 from the plate. He had 2 RBIs. He's also the first player in Major League Baseball history to have 3 hits and 2 stolen bases in a Game 7. And so the Arizona Diamondbacks, an organization that lost more than 100 games a couple of seasons ago, they are going back to the World Series. And it seems that when they do go to the World Series, they're surprising and shocking the hell out of a lot of people. And a lot of folks are shocked that the Phillies kind of blew this opportunity to go back to a World Series. The Phillies started off this series 2-0. They were 2-0. The Diamondbacks came back from an 0-2 hole. The Phillies were just swinging away, home runs, and then the bats went cold. Just tonight, with runners in scoring position, the Philadelphia Phillies went 1-for-10. And so Trey Turner, who was bombs away, and Bryce Harper, who was bombs away, Nick Castellanos, who was bombs away, listen to these numbers tonight. Trey Turner, 0-for-4. Bryce Harper, I would have loved to have seen him in the World Series, 0-for-4. Nick Castellanos, 0-for-4. Kyle Schwarber, 1-for-3. And I'll tell you again, you want to know what a cold team sounds like? 1-for-10 with runners in scoring position. The manager of the Philadelphia Phillies, Rob Thompson, a few minutes ago, he spoke with TBS. He spoke to Matt Weiner. And this is what Rob Thompson had to say about the disappointing loss.
Rob, a 2-0 lead, a 3-2 lead. How did this get away?
Well, the Diamondbacks played well, and they pitched well, and they neutralized some of our guys. We had some opportunities tonight, but, it didn't come through, and that's baseball. You got to tip your cap to them. They played their game when they came back here. And to come in this building and beat us in this atmosphere twice, it's an accomplishment. And so you tip your cap.
There were big expectations here, obviously. Can you take any consolation from reaching this round from the wild card spot?
Well, I think it's difficult to get to this round back-to-back years. It really is. You got to have a good club, and you got to have some breaks along the way, and you got to play well. I'm proud of our club for the way they played and the way they battled all year long. We're very disappointed, but they have nothing to be ashamed of.
No, they don't. I can tell you who is happy, though. Met fans are happy. Braves fans are definitely happy. Folks in Washington who are enjoying always the pain of Bryce Harper, they are happy, without a shadow of a doubt. Somebody else happy. How about the team that actually won? The Diamondbacks. They're happy. Their manager, Tony Lovello, he also spoke to Matt Weiner, except for he's happy that they won. This is what he said to TBS.
You've been through it with this team, the ups and the downs, including this season. You guys had a rough July. You lost your first 9 games of August. How do you recover from that and play your way into the World Series?
I think a big part of this culture is resiliency and adaptability and understanding that you're going to have some good and bad days, and you've got to budget for those times. And, I've said it many times, and I'll say it again, a connected team is a very dangerous team, and no matter what happened... No matter what happened through those times of crisis, these guys stuck together, and it was a true commitment and a true bond that I watched every single day.
You're down 2-0 in this series. You're down 3-2 in this series coming here where nobody had won.
Yeah.
How did you come away with this, with the trophy over there?
A lot of what I just mentioned. This group totally believed and committed to one another, and they just sold out for a bigger cause. And for us to be standing on the stage is a great moment.
The Diamondbacks have sucked for so long. What's the manager's first name?
Torrey.
Salvatore.
Just Torrey. He's been called Tony before. Right now, you can call him a World Series competitor. I think That's the only thing he cares about, JR.
Yeah, he's Salvatore.
It's Salvatore.
Yeah, they shortened it to
JR,
Torrey.
If we're being fair, I don't think anybody knew who Torrey Lovello was 2 weeks ago in sports.
No, nobody knows who any of these guys were on the Diamondbacks.
Well, to that point, I think I know you've mentioned Corbin Carroll on the show before. Before before this incredible 2023 postseason run. Well, his name has come up before.
I don't think I'm in position right now, right. But I actually know his girlfriend. So
wow.
Yeah, I know his girlfriend. His girlfriend is Miss America. She has done a lot of great work with Special Olympics. And so we've actually had his girlfriend here on the air before.
Really?
Yeah, no, we've had his girlfriend here on the air. We have.
Sounds like there needs to be a dual interview at this point with Corbin Carroll becoming everyone's favorite baseball player all of a sudden.
So, if they win the World Series, I'll go ahead and put in the request.
Why not?
Be like, hey, get your boyfriend and put him on the air over here.
And JR, he's a listed 5'7". Right?
Yeah, well, I mean, between him and Jose Altuve, what do we want to do, put him in a cage match?
That's amazing.
What?
Because Jose Altuve, he gets clowned all the time because of his height. Like, if we see one more meme with him and Aaron Judge standing by each other's side.
He's a whole foot bigger than the guy.
I mean, he might be more than a foot. I think Judge is 6'7", in bare feet. But Corbin Carroll.
They say he's 5'10".
Okay. I heard 5'7" for some reason. He looks shorter. What he did his rookie year, like his stat line, I don't have it in front of me. What did he have? 25 homers.
25 home runs.
Over 50 stolen bases.
56.
Yeah. Batted close to .290, I believe. There's no one that has ever had the type of year he's had. He falls victim to, and you said this, playing in a market that nobody pays attention to. No one, barely, we pay attention to their football team, let alone that baseball team.
The Cardinals? They got to be good, and they're not good right now.
Right. I don't even think people really, honestly, I don't think people care that much about the Suns. I'm not going to lie to you. I think they do once the playoffs roll around, and they actually do.
Oh, yeah.
But I don't think, I know they have Kevin Durant. I know Devin Booker's been there for 9 years now. I know they have a newly acquired position when his back feels better in Bradley Beal, but I don't think people really care about that sports market. I don't feel like that's a really big sports city.
Uh-oh. Be careful now, man. Be careful. Phoenix is one of the biggest, it's one of the most populated cities here. The fans in Arizona are crazy about their teams. I wouldn't agree with that, man.
Okay.
You're saying Phoenix, Arizona isn't like, say this again, like
Phoenix,
be clear here.
Yeah, no, Phoenix, Arizona, if I'm being honest, I feel like they've had a lot of social disturbances that they've dealt with. There's problems at the border in this country, so I feel like they are so concerned with the well-being of their state. And understanding that there are grassroots organizations that so many people seem to be a part of there, I think sports takes a back seat. And I also think because they play in that market, nobody outside of Phoenix actually pays attention to those teams outside of the biggest Kevin Durant fans and outside of the biggest baseball fans that were familiar with Corbin Carroll during the regular season.
I'm not going to say I don't know. I don't agree with that, man.
Really?
People out in Phoenix are extremely passionate about their teams. You got a lot of folks who come from all over the country who go to live out in Phoenix. You got a lot of people who've lived there their entire lives. They have beautiful weather year round.
And that's the thing that hurts them, JR, because you look at Miami, and Miami's more of a sports town, but the reason why it seems like those seats are vacated for the first quarter of every single game is because there's so much to do in Miami. There's so much to do in Phoenix. There's so much to do in L.A. It's why I don't think L.A. is the biggest sports town there is. But you look at colder areas, JR, where 6 months of the year, you don't want to walk outside. New York, Boston, Chicago, even Seattle to some degree, a West Coast team. That's why I think those markets are much more competitive in terms of the fan rooting interest.
You can't say L.A. is maybe for football with all of the teams going and coming, et cetera. But you think about the fans in Los Angeles, they are Lakers crazy. They are Dodgers crazy. You get it. You feel it when you walk down the street. I get it when I walk into the hotel and I turn the television set on and it's Lakers this and Lakers that. Man, I got KTLA calling me. Hey, JR, can you talk about the Lakers? I'm not going to say that. But for Arizona, I would say this. Underrated sports town. Very passionate about the teams. They will be thrilled. I know they're absolutely thrilled with what the Diamondbacks are doing right now. And, yeah, the Suns will take a back seat. It's a long NBA season. Tonight is just game one. And for all intent and purposes, nobody cares until we get to the postseason. And it's like, hey, is Kevin Durant healthy? Great. Is Bradley Beal healthy? Great. Is Devin Booker healthy? Great. Let's see if they can go on a championship run. They just have to stay alive on the way there. 855-212-4CBS. Let's go to Illinois and talk to Michelle. You're on CBS Sports Radio. What's up, Michelle?
Good evening.
Good evening to you. What's on your mind?
Yeah. Well, you say who will be watching? Those of us who love sports for moments like this. Some team no one gave a chance, then they rise to the occasion and give their fans who have been loyal for years a chance for some glory. By the time the series is over, we're going to know who these guys are. There are going to be some new stars and heroes for this team.
Yeah, I agree with you. And this is something that baseball needs. Baseball needs stars. Baseball needs heroes. And the fact that we're going to have some new names pop up, I just hope people see it. Hey, Michelle, thank you for calling, okay?
I love your show, and have a good night.
I love you for listening. Thank you, Michelle. Appreciate you. Hey, the Phillies have just they crapped the bed here. Their first six games in the postseason, 6-0. The last two games, 0-2. Phillies just blew it. Glenn is calling from Toronto, Canada. You're on CBS Sports Radio.
Hey, JR, how you doing?
I'm very well. What's up?
Well, I just want to make sure that I have a witness to my friend David, who I listened to his show on the weekend coming home from work. And he put it out there for the public that the Diamondbacks were done, and that if they came back, he would wear short, tight shorts and a T-shirt to work. So I just want to make sure you're witness to that, JR, because I can't have him go back on his word now. And I told him, I said, they got to play the games. He also said that it was going to be a Houston. He was already preparing for the next series, Houston against the Phillies. And I said, hey, Texas hasn't lost on the road yet. They have an explosive lineup. And look what we have, Texas and Arizona. And also, JR, if I may say.
Before you go on with also and add something else.
Yeah.
You're telling me what? Dave said what? You made a bet with Dave?
And Dave made a bet with everybody. He's put it out in the airways. Said,
all right, hold on a second. He's here. Hold on a second. I'll talk to him about it. Don't go nowhere. Hey, Shep, what's this guy talking about?
No,
is he accurate?
He's 100% accurate because I looked at what the Phillies did to them in Game 1, specifically Game 2, when it seemed like that was a double-A baseball team.
All right, forget all of that.
Yeah.
You said
yes,
you were going to do what now if they lost?
No, I said in the dead center of winter, if the Diamondbacks find their way to a World Series versus the Texas Rangers, I did a Chris Russo, but I didn't bet my career on it.
You said you're going to do what?
No, and I said in the absolute epicenter of winter, when it is the most cold and it is freezing in February, I will show up to work with a T-shirt and shorts, and I will wear that outside too. What I also said, I had a couple of dinner bets. If they ever venture to New York, and they have my Twitter information, they can reach out to me, and I will take them out to dinner.
Why did you do all of this? For what?
Because I was cementing and reinforcing what I believe everybody who had two eyeballs knew at the time, which was that the Houston Astros just always seem to take care of business, and they're not fazed by the big moment, and they have clutch hitting, timely hitting, and that's what I thought was going to happen in Game 6 and Game 7.
What happened was
Houston didn't show up, and then Phillies pressed.
Slow down.
Yes.
You had people arguing with you against that point, and so you're just like, to make your point, you're just like, hey, I'm going to show up and get hypothermia.
I didn't think this would happen. Okay, I didn't think the Phillies would do a choke job in Game 6 and Game 7, and I certainly didn't think the Houston Astros, a team that's the greatest of the last 25 years, yeah. JR, would find a way to give away Game 6 and Game 7. Like, it's bad enough
so
they lost Game 1 and Game 2 at home.
You're going to walk around in a T-shirt and shorts in the wintertime because of baseball?
Yeah, I'm a man of my word. I'm a human. I'm an adult. I'm not a kid. If I make a bet, I'm going to live.
You're going to get hypothermia?
Well, I owe that to the fan base that takes the time to listen to you, to listen to me. Yeah,
right.
I'm going to honor
all right.
that.
Hold on, Shep. Hold on. Hey, Glenn, do you want Shep to have hypothermia?
No, I don't want that. But he can just wear it at the office. I thought of the Jeannie Bouchard bet during the Super Bowl when
with the fan.
Uh,
yep.
Yeah, when yep. Atlanta was up so much. And I thought, you know, this sounds like the same thing all over again. And, okay. you know, and I thought, you know what, the Diamondbacks, they beat the Dodgers, bunch of young kids, they don't know any better. You know, they could come back. I mean, I did say it was unlikely, but there's a chance. I really thought Texas had a chance because they had not lost a game on the road all playoffs. So, and they have an explosive lineup. So I just really calling to get David's goat.
It's okay. Well, listen, man, I know what's the temperature in Toronto right now? Is it already in the 30s?
Well, of course, I'm in Celsius, so it's actually been very warm. We've been quite warm. It's probably the same as New York, really. So
okay. Yeah, all right. Well, when it gets to the dead of winter, you walk around in some shorts and a T-shirt, too. I know it won't bother you.
Wait, and also, with that being said, JR, if I can just say so, Glenn, I stand corrected. You were spot on with your analysis. I should have seen them being the better road team, and I should have had more faith knowing Scherzer was going to go in Game 7. I thought he would look 39. He was the better pitcher in Game 7. So for that, I was wrong.
Max Scherzer's arm is hanging on by a thread.
Oh, I agree with that. But I was, Glenn, I was 1,000% wrong in my prediction. I'm not perfect. I'm not a Notre Dameist. But you were more right than I was that night. Congratulations.
No, I'm just calling to bug you, my friend. You know, I enjoyed our conversations and JR as well. So just had to call you on that, my friend.
Thank you, Glenn.
You stay warm up there in Toronto, okay?
All right. Okay. All take care, guys.
Bye, Glenn. Appreciate you. Hey, Shep, I didn't know you were out here trying to get hypothermia, man. I tried to talk you out of it.
Well, I appreciate that, JR. Yeah. I am very – I mean, you think I'm energetic on your show. I mean, I really, you know, rev it up on the weekends because – I just want to make sure that I'm very firm in my position. I was so confident this wouldn't
happen.
Less
caffeine. You're not taking caffeine before the show, are you?
I'm just hyped up to talk sports, man. I mean, okay. You say it all the time. We're just so blessed to be able to do this, and I get very animated, and I was dead wrong. But in fairness.
Well, take some melatonin before you go on the air next time.
In fairness.
Yes.
I don't think anybody saw this coming.
Nobody did. No.
Thank you.
Nobody did. 855-212-4CBS. It's 855-212-4CBS. The Diamondbacks. Yeah, name five Diamondbacks. I dare you. Name five. Name five Rangers. Maybe you could do that. Well, those are going to be the two teams competing in the World Series. We had a caller say nobody's going to watch. Are you interested in the World Series? Are you turned off? Look, there are no Phillies here. There are no Braves. There are no Yankees. There are no Dodgers. They're no Cubs. They're no Red Sox. It's the Arizona Diamondbacks and the Texas Rangers. Game one of the World Series is on Friday. You going to be paying attention? Well, you going to be waiting on football. It's the JR Sport Brief Show here on CBS Sports Radio, 855-212-4CBS. We're going to talk more World Series. We'll talk some more basketball. And, yeah, we'll get into some football as well here on CBS Sports Radio. Don't move.
You're listening to the JR Sport Brief on CBS Sports Radio. You're listening to the JR Sport Brief on CBS Sports Radio.
It's the great JR, man. Your show is so awesome. We appreciate listening to you on a regular basis, my man.
Call in now at 855-212-4CBS.
It's the JR Sport Brief show on CBS Sports Radio. Diamondbacks manager Torey Lovello, he's chatting it up with the media right now with his National League Championship T-shirt. Does Fanatics have to slap its logo, like, at the top of the shirt? Like, do we need that? It's kind of not obnoxious anyway. 855-212-4CBS, these Diamondbacks, yeah, they're looking to win a championship, which would be a shock and a surprise. The NBA season opened up tonight to the surprise of nobody. The Denver Nuggets beat the Los Angeles Lakers to start the season. The score there was 119-107. Nikola Jokic already in on the action, starting his year off with a triple-double, 29 points, 13 rebounds, and 11 assists. Jamal Murray pours in 21 points. LeBron James had 21. Anthony Davis had 17 points, and he had 0 points in the second half. The Nuggets also got their championship rings, something that either the Arizona Diamondbacks or the Rangers are going to do in about a week or so. Still crazy to think that that's the World Series. After the game, Jamal Murray, he spoke to the media, and Jamal Murray basically said, oh, yeah, it's nice winning a championship. It's nice having a championship ring. It's nice having a ceremony. Listen to Jamal Murray.
It was nice to have a moment there and then get right back to work. I thought we took that energy, that confidence, and went right into the game with it. So, today was a great example. We just played as a team. Ball was hopping. Ball was moving. Guys in the right spot. And, it wasn't even a whole lot of one-on-one. Everybody was just playing script offense out there.
LeBron James now playing in his 21st NBA season. Scores 21 points tonight with 8 rebounds, 5 assists. Was hacked all the way to the basket all game long. Still not getting calls. The guy's about to be 39 years old. LeBron James talked about just why they lost.
I mean, what we got to iron out is transition. We gave up 20 in transition. And we gave up 17 second chance points. And that's what killed us last year in the West Conference Finals. I thought we did a good job of not turning the ball over as much. We only had 12 turnovers, but when we turned it over and allowed them to score, they had 20 points off our turnovers.
Yeah, LeBron James, a winner big time, just in a general sense. There's another winner who's dripping champagne right now. His name is Corbin Carroll. This man is sitting up speaking to the media in a drenched T-shirt, a drenched hat, hair dripping. He's barely old enough to drink at 23 years old, and this man helped the Arizona Diamondbacks advance to the World Series. Corbin Carroll waking up this morning and saying, I got 3 hits for you. I got 2 RBIs. I got 2 stolen bases. 855-212-4CBS. Tom is calling from Stockton, California. You're on the JR Sport Brief Show. What's up, Tom?
Hello?
Yes, you're live on the radio. Go ahead.
Okay. I thought my phone went dead. Anyway, I just want to say, Jared, I've been listening to your show since the day after the Super Bowl. I think you and the Good Shepherd are totally awesome. But the reason I'm calling is about the World Series. I think it's kind of nice that we got 2 different teams in there. Get tired of seeing the same old teams, you know? So I'll definitely be watching it or listening to it on the radio. But anyway, I'll be rooting for Texas because Bruce Welch, I'm a San Francisco Giants fan, and he got us 3 World Series. So I'll be rooting for Texas.
Yeah,
and that's all I wanted to say.
Thank you, Tom, and appreciate you for listening. Yeah, Bruce Bochy is he's an easy dude to root for, man, without a shadow of a doubt. Glenn is calling from Toronto. You're on CBS Sports Radio.
Hey, man, how you doing?
Very well. What's up?
All right, well, but just before I talk about the World Series, on the weekend, the world, I don't know how many people in the U.S. know, the world lost an absolute legend of the game in Sir Bobby Charlton, the World Cup winner, European Champions League winner, up until about a decade ago, the top scorer for Manchester United. So I just wanted to pay my respects to the man, the legend. And in terms of the World Series, I'm happy. It's a couple of new teams. Texas, I kind of think, have the upper hand. And you kind of want them to win after what happened to them in 2011. So that's what I'm going for. Everyone says, oh, no one's going to watch. Who cares? I genuinely don't care because everyone who says that just wants the Yankees and the Dodgers in every World Series, and I don't care.
All right, well, that's you. I know who does care. Fox cares, okay? That's who cares, Fox, because Fox is paying to distribute the games. I can tell you who else cares. Major League Baseball cares. I mean, maybe they don't. Major League Baseball and their commissioner, Rob Manfred, he ain't the brightest bulb. I mean, he might be a lawyer. He knows how to make money for the owners, but he certainly kicked himself in the ass plenty of times. Am I going to watch? Yeah, I got no choice but to watch. But let's be real. It's not the most intriguing. And that doesn't mean that the games are not going to be good. But there's the storylines, they're not there. I mean, you can take a look and say, oh, man, we got young blood. People want to see and find out who the guys are. But in a general sense, there's no history, okay? Diamondbacks have been here for about a quarter century. This is only their second appearance in the World Series. You talk about the Rangers in 2011. Like, this isn't – and then this is the Rangers stunk a few years ago, too. So this is a shock. This is a surprise. Are the ratings going to be high? I don't think so. I mean, I already see the messages. People are messaging me. People are putting this out there. They're like, oh, this is going to be the lowest rated World Series ever. Is it going to be? I don't know about that. But I think without a shadow of a doubt, it's not going to be like we got the Cubs and the Dodgers. Well, not the, we can't have the Cubs and the Dodgers. The Yankees and the Dodgers, that's not going to be the case of it. 855-212-4CBS. It's 855-212-4CBS. We'll hear from Corbin Carroll when he finishes chatting it up with the media. I'm going to get some more of your calls. Deion Sanders had some interesting words to share and say about some of the current issues going on in college football right now, especially when it comes down to cheating. We'll give you an update on what's going on between these Suns and the new-look Golden State Warriors. We got a lot to do.
You're listening to the JR Sport Brief on CBS Sports Radio. Listening to the JR Sport Brief on CBS Sports Radio.
I appreciate you being the show for the people. I stumbled on your show one night, and I've been listening to it for about 2 months now. I draw a truck tonight, and I appreciate that.
Call in now at 855-212-4CBS.
It's the JR Sport Brief show on CBS Sports Radio. All this talk about the Diamondbacks and the Rangers going to the World Series, discussions about how folks won't sit down and watch the series. It'll be the lowest rated World Series in history, et cetera, et cetera. I said, yeah, there's no Cubs, there's no Yankees, Dodgers, Red Sox. Obviously, the Phillies just eliminated. And in mentioning the Red Sox, they also hit the news today as well. We know a couple of weeks ago, a matter of fact, last month, they got rid of their baseball boss, Chaim Bloom, after 4 years coming over from Tampa. He was given the boot. And so I read the news and I said, wait a minute, I know who the hell this guy is, and not Chaim. But the Red Sox have a new head of baseball operations, and it's a former pitcher. I'm like, who the hell is this? It's Craig Breslow. I was like, I remember him pitching. I didn't know any, I had any idea that he moved on into a management role. He was an assistant GM over for the Cubs, and now he's going to be tasked with helping the Boston Red Sox to turn things around. So always good when you see former players get an opportunity and chance up in the front office. And so good luck to him, and good luck to everybody up with the Sox trying to turn things around. 855-212-4CBS, Corbin Carroll. Big time. People are going to learn who he is for the Arizona Diamondbacks. This man, tonight, first player in Major League Baseball history in the postseason. 3 hits, 2 stolen bases in a game 7. He's 23 years old. 25 home runs this season to go along with 54 stolen bases. He's one of the most exciting players in baseball. People are going to learn about him. He just finished speaking with the media. He also spoke to Matt Weiner on TBS after the victory, and this is what he said.
Corbin, you caught the final out to end this NLCS. What was going through your mind when you squeezed it?
We did it. You know, just we did it. That's all I can say.
You guys were down 2-0. You came here facing elimination against a team that just doesn't lose on this field. How did you get to this celebration?
Just believing in each other, you know, believing in our guys. We have, you know, we know what we have in that clubhouse, and it's special. So, you know, we've known it all year, and man, just to be at this point, like, it's unbelievable.
You were 2 of 19 just a few nights ago in this series. We talked to you at your locker, and you could see you're wearing it a little bit. 3 hits tonight, drove in a couple of runs. How did you get from there to here?
Yeah, just sticking with it. You know, it just, you can't ever give up on yourself, right? Like, it's just baseball. At the end of the day, things happen. Things don't go your way. But, you know, just having the same intensity and same process, you know, that allowed me to have today happen.
Yeah, well, I think he's going to have some more success in the postseason. Someone who flatlined out here at the end, Kyle Schwarber. He did have a hit tonight. He went 1 for 3. Also had two strikeouts. I told you that the Phillies, in a general sense, they hit or they went 1-for-10 tonight with runners in scoring position. Kyle Schwarber, he spoke after the loss. And, of course, disappointed, upset, sad. Listen.
A lot of things to look back on, but, you know, it just I'm sure this isn't going to sit right with a lot of guys. And, you know, we're going to have to, you know, make sure that we do everything in our power in this offseason and, you know, to make sure that we come out. We know it's going to be a challenging, tough year going into next year, but, you know, try to envision ourselves getting back to this spot and making sure that doesn't happen.
Man, it's tough. It's tough going to the postseason. It's tough going throughout the whole year. Winning 100 games doesn't guarantee you anything. This is how baseball set things up, really. And by the way, we just had a final between the Phoenix Suns and the Golden State Warriors. The Suns beat the Warriors 108-104. Phoenix getting their first victory of the season. Chris Paul making his first appearance for the Golden State Warriors. It doesn't go all that good. 14 points, 9 assists. He was 4 of 15 from the field. Nobody shot well here for the Golden State Warriors. Steph Curry had 27 points. He was 4 of 14 from deep. Klay Thompson, only 15 points. Draymond Green not playing tonight with an ankle. And Devin Booker for the Phoenix Suns dropping 32 points. Kevin Durant had 18. 855-212-4CBS. Let's go ahead and talk to Connor. Connor's here from Rhode Island. You're on CBS Sports Radio. What's up, Connor?
JR, what's going on? Third shift guy. Love your takes. I know we're moving into basketball, but it's turning. This is the best sports time of the year. I want to move to the NFL. I just want to know, what's your take on, like, the best teams in the NFL? I know it was tight for the first couple of weeks. Now it's with Detroit losing, with Miami getting beat up. I just want to get your take on, who do you think is the top dog? I'll let you talk.
Well, thank you. Thank you, Connor, for calling from Rhode Island. Listen, this hasn't changed for me even from the beginning of the season. The Kansas City Chiefs are numero uno. I know they got some work. People take a look at them, and the roster construction is different than years past when you think about how explosive they are or are not. But Kansas City is sitting right there at the top. I know San Francisco's on a two-game losing streak. Philadelphia's look kind of sloppy here, but I still like Philadelphia. I like San Francisco. I wouldn't be shocked if they went right back to the NFC Championship game. Detroit and Miami, they still have something to prove. Baltimore is certainly right there. Their defense, I think, has only allowed 7 touchdowns on the year, which is just crazy to even think about. The stat doesn't even come across as realistic. And Buffalo, man, they're 4-3. You know, I thought Buffalo would have performed better. I'm not prepared to close the book on them. I still think they can turn things around. And then we have a bunch of other teams that still have something to prove. You know, can they get over the hump? Can they go on a run and surprise some folks? So is that going to be the Jacksonville Jaguars? Are we going to have the Dolphins? Are they going to come back down to earth more as the season goes on? But those are the top teams. Kansas City, you know, throw Philly, San Francisco in there, and Baltimore will be straight if they win as well. And Miami and Detroit, I would say, on that next level. You can go ahead and throw Dallas in there, and I'm sure we're going to have a surprise along the way. 855-212-4CBS. Darren, calling from Ontario. How you pronounce your name?
My name is Darren.
Well, thank you, Darren. What's up?
Oh, I'm a first-time caller ever. I've listened to your show a few times after I've listened to the baseball games here in Canada. And my team, obviously, is the Blue Jays, but that's besides
the point.
Well,
it sucks for you, yes. What's up?
What I was going to say is these people that don't care about saying, oh, I'm not going to watch the World Series because of the two no-name teams. Well, myself, I like to see underdogs get in. And I also like for sports still like to see for the championship, a team that never has won it, or a team that ends a drought.
Okay.
So that's why myself, I'll be kind of cheering for the Rangers.
Okay. Well, good on you, man. I think I'm interested in this World Series because what you just said, there's a bunch of no-name dudes running around. Like, I want to see what Corbin Carroll can do as a 23-year-old dude, an emerging star on the stage. I want to see what Adolis Garcia can continue to do. Is he going to keep on mashing the ball? Haven't seen anybody swing and destroy a baseball like this since, I don't know, David Ortiz. It's been a long, long time. 855-212-4CBS. I told you about the Phoenix Suns just beating the Golden State Warriors to start the season. Devin Booker, a man on fire, 32 points tonight, 13 of 21 from the field to go along with 8 assists and 6 rebounds. Devin Booker, he just spoke to TNT after the victory, and this is what Devin Booker had to say.
Just figuring out right now. You know, that's the phase that we're in. We understand after a good first half that, you know, they're not giving in. They were champs 2 years ago. They're a really good team, usually a third quarter team. So they came out, gave us another punch, and, you know, we kept playing through it.
They did play very well in the third quarter. You in particular, though, it wasn't just your 32 points. It was your 8 assists, your 6 rebounds. You are a playmaker, despite what people think. What do you have to say to the naysayers about you guys don't have a point guard?
I don't talk to them. I'll let you guys talk to them. But, no, just trying to be aggressive. You know, I had it going in the first half, so I knew they're going to throw some different defenses at me. And, you know, we have guys that can make them pay every time.
Yeah, what the Golden State Warriors do this season will be very interesting to watch and see, especially with Chris Paul on an expiring contract. Chris Paul getting older, Steph Curry getting older, Klay Thompson getting older. There was no Draymond Green with an ankle injury tonight. Just an interesting watch. The NBA will be real fun this year. All the different places, different faces in different places, I should say. And we still got to figure out where James Harden goes. Hopefully he stays his ass at home. Sick of that guy. It's the JR Sport Brief Show on CBS Sports Radio, 855-212-4CBS. That's 855-212-4CBS. We're going to talk more about this baseball game tonight, this World Series, the start of the NBA season. And Deion Sanders, he was on hand to see the Lakers and the Nuggets play. Deion also had some interesting words to say earlier today about football and cheating. We'll hear from Deion and you too here on CBS Sports Radio.
Let's face the facts. Everyone wants to feel valued, especially your employees. In fact, a 2023 study found 78% of business owners say benefits and retirement plans improve employee retention. Employees want to feel secure in their jobs and their finances. At Principal, we help you invest in your people. Because investing in your people is investing in your business. Learn more at principal.com/benefits. Products and services offered by member companies of the Principal Financial Group, Des Moines, Iowa. For important information, visit principal.com/disclosures.
This episode is brought to you by FX's A Murder at the End of the World, starring Emma Corrin, Clive Owen, and Britt Marling. Emma plays Darby Hart, a sleuth and tech-savvy hacker. She joins an exclusive group invited to a retreat when one of the guests is found dead. Darby must prove it was murder before the killer takes another life. FX's A Murder at the End of the World, now streaming only on Hulu.
Commuting to work again? Welcome back. Just breathe and remember, you got this. And the all-new Hyundai Kona is there to help. Class-leading interior space means you can stretch out. Intuitive tech like remote smart parking assist makes parking stress-free. And complimentary BlueLink Plus allows you to set the climate controls remotely. Learn more about the all-new Kona and your best commute ever at HyundaiUSA.com. Call 562-314-4603 for complete details.
For the ones who get it done, the most important part is the one you need now. And the best partner is the one who can deliver. That's why millions of maintenance and repair pros trust Grainger, because we have professional-grade supplies for every industry, even hard-to-find products. And we have same-day pickup and next-day delivery on most orders. But most importantly, we have an unwavering commitment to help keep you up and running. Call, click Grainger.com, or just stop by. Grainger, for the ones who get it done.